Mishki here for the Shectical spot. The Shectical spot is a spot right next to the G spot. No, Mishki here for the Spectacle Shop. The Spectacle Shop is, well, it's a place you walk into and you can't believe your eyes. There's always some sort of spectacle going on in there. You open the door and you don't know what the hell it is. Look at that! Look at over there! Actually, it's an eyeglass store. But when you look at what you're buying, it looks like you're just buying frames. Because none of the frames have the glass in them. So you think this is a ripoff. But he'll put it in there, Dave will, after you pick out your frames. Well, that's not true. That's not entirely true. I've seen a lot of guys walk out of there with just the frames. And let me tell you something. By and large, there are people who think Nixon was president in 1998. Now, what I want to say about the Spectacle Shop is you don't have to buy anything there. But let's face it, some days you don't make good use of your time, and you would have a more enjoyable day visiting the Spectacle Shop just treating it like a museum, just treating it like an interesting place to stop the way the Minnesota History Museum is an interesting place to stop at, or the way Camp Snoopy can be fun, more for you than me, or the way the Sculpture Garden on a sunny autumn day might be an enjoyable experience. The Spectacle Shop is in that league. It really is. Forget it, the whole glasses thing, if you're 2020 or 2040 or 2240 or 2410 like me. That's right, I'm legally blind. Yeah. Not blind enough to have a seeing eye dog, but blind enough to have one of those canes, not a white cane, but a cane that, Hello?
Hello?
What's on your mind?
It's my birthday!
Happy birthday to you! Happy birthday to you! Happy birthday!
Three old ladies are gonna sue you. Three old ladies are gonna sue you because that's copyrighted by three old ladies.
Hello?
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 Hey, Chief, what's your favorite food?
Topsy-turvy tuna casserole. Hello?
Hello, Mishki?
Yeah?
This is Scott Farmer calling, and I wanted to call and reply to a couple of nights ago you replied that you thought sports were phony.
I did not.
I kind of think they are, though.
Not me.
I believe that they're rigged, and I bet on them a lot of times, and they play close to the spread.
I'm sorry.
Well, you watch the games and see what the spread is of the game, and a lot of times they play real close to the spread of the game.
I'm sorry things aren't working out for you.
Okay.
Hello.
Yeah, hi, Mitch.
Hi.
Hey, Mitch.
What?
I was thinking, you know, I was thinking here. Well, nice personnel you got there, Mitch. I thought I was talking to him. That's what I was doing. Hey, Mitch, you know, I seen Kerry with these Teamsters behind him. You know,
hi.
In their emblem.
What?
And I've actually worked for some of these people. And I think if I was going to vote, I'd vote for Bush.
Uh-huh.
Hey, I've had some overweight people just stand in one spot, for lack of better words, and try to give me a job at my age.
Mishki?
You know, and it's not a pretty, a pretty business.
What?
So, you know, and I was
what?
Thinking.
Hi.
I was
Hi.
Thinking.
Oh, okay. I got this other weird guy in the background. I just wanted to ask you about some beer real quick. Because,
yeah,
you know, there's too much politics going on. What do you think these clowns go ahead and drink if we had to go ahead and put beer down in front of them? You think they'd drink some of Grand, some of Original, the Great Northern Porter?
Yeah. Joe, what are you saying?
Was he talking about beer?
I don't know.
No, I'm cutting this guy off. Tommy, man, there's too much politics going on right now. Let's talk about some beer.
Why? What a dead-end street.
Hello?
Yes, sir.
Tom?
Yeah?
You know, I'm a long-time listener, first-time calling.
Oh.
I really enjoy your show, and so does my wife. My wife is a software developer, and she's too shy to call because she thinks you're too cerebral. You're too smart for her. She wouldn't be able to keep up.
Put her on.
And, no, I mean, we both think you're really a sharp guy. Ton of fun to listen to.
That's sure kind of you. I'd like to spend some time with your wife.
Well, you know what? I do, too, but
Could I talk to her?
I'm at work right now.
Oh.
I'm on the clock.
Oh, I'm sorry. Could I call her at home, perhaps, while you're away?
I'm getting paid to listen to you.
That's a good gig.
But I'd listen for free, to be honest with you.
Come on. Well,
There's another time I was listening.
Yeah.
I was drawing unemployment to listen to you.
Holy
that was a good time, too.
He has businesses green.
I was hanging She-Rock
about
in the basement.
The medium of the universe.
He told the story about the Litchfield Theater.
Oh, the old Litchfield Theater, the crying room.
yeah, I was balancing a piece of I was balancing a full sheet on my head, trying to hang it on my own.
I love it.
I started to laugh. I lost my balance.
And
a sheet of She-Rock on the ladder.
Yeah?
And I all came down.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
Hey,
and I knocked you out of commission for a while?
For a bit, but it was still a heck of a laugh.
Thank you for that. I appreciate it.
And it's funny you mentioned Yates, because I listen to you, I listen to Yates, and then I also listen to Phil Henry.
Oh, he's one of the greats. CCO blew it when they lost that guy.
Oh, they sure did. I tell you, I think humor is a very important aspect of a person's life.
Yeah, and in 2004, we need it more than ever.
Absolutely.
Thank you. Say hello to your wife for me.
Oh, I'll do that, Tom.
Bye-bye. The Spectacle Shop, 1 mile north of 694 on Silver Lake Road.